This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. On this, I almost said Wednesday, this Saturday morning, the 17th day of May. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody that's just helping folks. I wasn't sure if we heard clearly in Athens. But I know we reach out there.
Yeah.
We don't ever get anybody calling us back or, saying from Athens. Okay, well, I'm going to give a shout out to Athens. Athens and Mapleton.
Okay, the same boy. That's going in two different directions.
There you go. That's why I did it. Herbs is in Mapleton now.
I know that's right.
So there you go. So you folks in Athens and you folks in Mapleton, I know one thing: the folks in Athens ain't getting no rain now, but Mapleton and the rest of us, we got some rain coming.
Yeah, well, tell folks in Athens it's on the way.
It's on the way. Yeah, be prepared. I told you the 17th day of May.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the same day.
Born on this day.
Literally on the same day.
Yep.
One, may he rest in peace. The other one's still with us. Bob Saget,
okay,
may he rest in peace, and Sugar Ray Leonard.
All right now.
Bob Saget and Sugar Ray Leonard, both born on this day.
On this day.
Same day. So there you go. All right, listen, coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Wallace. How many questions do we have for this man about them 49ers, them teams? I'm just curious. Well, I'm going to ask him, but I'm curious about his thoughts on the conversation about that quarterback from New England versus the quarterback he played with.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some like that. But just the position he played, mm-hmm, ended up being that left tackle and the guy that protected the blind side.
That's
right. Just the premium he placed on that
Revolutionized
position.
Revolutionized it.
You know what I mean? So, we got a lot of ground to cover. But it all started at Chamblee High School back in DeKalb County. That leads me to what I'm going to start with. This week, the new list for the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame was unveiled, and pleased to once again be on the board for that and help select players going all the way back to 1922. So it's great. It's a lot of notable names that are on this. Coach Kirby Smart is on this list.
What?
Cam Newton is on this.
What?
Walt Frazier.
Okay, you got to stop there. I was Why? Being silly before, but is this one of those Charlie Ward things where we didn't know that the football player played basketball or the basketball player played football?
I'm curious to see if Coach Charlie Ward, because he's now the basketball coach at Florida A&M, if he'll be able to make it that night, because you will have two New York Knicks guards that will also be in the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. Really? You can't make this up, right? It's real. Walt Frazier was a phenomenal athlete
at
Howard High School, now Howard Middle School in City of Atlanta. And just legendary players, people who remember seeing him play, fantastic quarterback. He chose basketball instead, and it just served him quite well. But outstanding high school player.
So what was the joke up in New York for the longest time while Charlie was playing? He said the best quarterback in New York is playing guard for the Knicks.
Yep, yep. That was true. Of course, Walt Frazier was playing as in New York, same time back was playing for the Jets. And those guys turned some corners right at the same time. And just think, Namath and him walking in places at the same time. he got stories to tell. But we hope we'll get the chance to check in with him. But you had other great names. Sterling Sharpe, obviously, who's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, now comes into this Hall of Fame as well. Chris Gardocki, great, great kicker. Keith Brooking, we'll try to catch up with him, former Falcon as well for Georgia Tech. Like we said, Cam Newton going into this, Isaiah Crowell. Just some of the names of this list is simply phenomenal. Willie Gault, Lindsey Scott, and son, father and son going in class. Coleman Rudolph played at Valdosta High School, and his father, Jack Rudolph, played at Grady High School. Just a list of athlete high school football in Georgia. Lee Wallace, one of them, coming up in the next segment. This has been spring football going on for high school in the area. Some spring football games. I checked out one this week. There's some scheduled for today. Don't know what they're going to do if this rain's falling out there. There's due to be one at noon today. Arabian Mountain supposed to play McIntosh. Hapeville Charter supposed to play Tucker today. That's going to be down at Banneker High School. And Hebron supposed to host Southwest DeKalb tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll see if those want to go and check some of those games out. Check in with people with the schools and make sure that those games are still on. We do have state championships going on next weekend. It's baseball state championship weekend. Lacrosse championships are being played today. Two champions have been already settled in Division III. Congratulations to the Lambert boys and the West Forsyth girls. They're playing up at Denmark High School up in Forsyth County. They'll be today. Tennis championships also playing. They're not playing at Rome. They're playing in different locations around the state because they couldn't play at Rome last week because of the weather. Do have some champions decided this week, the 3A girls of Coney County, 6A, 4A boys, Westminster, or state tennis championships. The soccer championships have been completed, and they go this way. 6A boys, Campbell, 6A girls, Walton, 5A boys, River Ridge, 5A girls, Roswell, 4A boys, Westminster, the girls, Blessed Trinity, 3A boys, Johnson, Gainesville. Coney County wins the girls in 3A. 2A boys, Drew Charter. Shout out to them getting a boys championship, Pike girls. 1A Division Hershey boys, the model girls. 1A Division II, Lake Oconee Academy boys, Atlanta Classical Academy girls. And the private Atlanta International School wins the boys and Lovett wins the girls. So congratulations to those state champions in those different sports. Around the area and around the state as we wrap up these state championships because we're coming down to the end of the school year. We got graduations going on. We got all kind of stuff. Now, Noel's having something prepared for us to because you got it ready. This week, we were over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's very special because state passed a proposal, House Legislature, number 347, encouraging all schools in the state to get girls flag football teams. There are over 300 schools in the state right now that have girls flag football. Not everybody. They're adding another 45 have been added this year. And the idea is to get them all to participate. There are now 10 college programs in this state. 10 college, which that was news for me. I had no idea they had 10, okay. 10 women's flag football teams. So these folks got scholarship for them playing this game. But it was a great collaborative effort between the state legislature, between the Falcons, Arthur Blank Foundation, PHSA, to put it all together. And I had a chance to talk with Coach Jake Burkdorf from over at McEachern. He had these thoughts about what it represented to have this big celebration and announcement.
You know, we can get every high school playing in the state of Georgia flag football. It's just huge for the sport. You know, we thank the Falcons for all the support that they've given us over the years. But that would make us the first state in the nation that would have every high school playing. You know, Florida's been playing for 20-plus years, and they currently don't have every school playing in the state. So if we can get to that level, first in the nation, I think that'd be really cool for the state of Georgia.
News to hear that's well. A number of the teams that were there represented, and shout out to a state representative Brent Cox for putting this together and getting the people down at the state, you know, state house. Sometimes they don't always agree on a lot of stuff. They all agreed on this, and we were happy that's to good. Hear that, and thankful that he had me. You know, I'm talking with him about it, and I end up speaking in front of a committee, and I'm like, you know,
what?
Yeah, man.
Everybody sees you, and they want you to get up and make a speech.
No, I.
They don't even give you a plate of food.
No, you got that office of beat, but I mean, just the idea of being in front of these people, right?
If y'all gonna make Sam talk, give him at least a plate of food.
No, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't expecting to have to do that.
Well, I know, but if they're gonna make you do it,
he was just saying
that means you don't get to sit down and enjoy yours.
Well, that's when I'm emceeing something. Now, when I'm emceeing something, I don't eat.
Okay.
I don't. I want to make sure I'm getting folks' names right. So I don't.
See, this is the information that Adam was passing on. When I'm doing the first thing out of my mouth.
You know, that's what I'm just saying. If you're emceeing something, you know, and
you
get
to pronounce Mr. McGillicuddy's name properly.
Oh, make the kid's name, because you got mama and grandmama and them and granddad and them. They're sitting there. They're like, why you mess up my baby's name? You know, you out in the parking lot.
You're
right.
You ain't a soccer ref.
You ain't mess up them other kids' baby's name. You mess up them other one. You mess up my baby's name. So, you know, no, man, when I'm emceeing something, I do not eat. Now, give me a covered dish. Take with me after the show. I gladly accept that. What's that?
How long before you start your hosting duties do you see the list of names where if you see that
you
one
know,
particular
but
name?
Even if you get the names, there's always a chance that something changes. There's always that ad, Greg. There's always that ad or somebody subtracted, but they still want to mention them, but they're not here. So you still got to deal with that name. So I mean, that's the thing. They threw a name at me over the Georgia Athletic Directors Conference, and I nailed it. And they gave me a round of applause.
Really?
Yeah. It's a name they figured I couldn't get. I got it. But you can't get that. No, but I'm just saying.
Congratulations.
But I'm just saying you don't get that if you're eating, right? You got to be going around talking to people, make sure you get the name right.
What I was going to get to is how often do you see that name that when you look at it, you go, well, I would love to get this in Scrabble, but ain't no way in the world I'm going to be able to pronounce it. And then you got to go find the family and go,
So that's what you do? Yep, absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
Absolutely. You know, and meanwhile, you know, I don't get to have the wonderful dinner everybody else is enjoying.
Yeah.
But when it's time to rattle out the names, you got to get the names.
They give you a plate.
That's fine.
That's good. That's good. There you go.
A little advice. We have like a master class here for anybody for public
always
speaking. MCing something in public. And then Adam just told you how to prep for something if you're getting ready to do what he's doing.
And every acting teacher will always tell you, remember and have your first sentence nailed.
Absolutely. And then smile. As you just Adam said, you know, smile. You do something, people feel like, hey, he's having a good time. Hey, he's happy to be here. Hey, he's trying to figure out his name.
Hey, and speaking of which, we're going to get to a casting call. I know you're still going here.
No.
But, man, have I got one for you, and it's the first one. And every once in a while, I'll tell you, Sam, we talk about a job opportunity where you're going to get paid, and I tell you, oh, this is a big one. And then every once in a while, there's one where you're going to get at least four digits.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Whoa.
So I'm telling you, stick around for casting call coming up at 10:40.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
You want to put a wrap on what you got going on locally here?
That's what's happening. Just keep an eye on the sky. And once again, congratulations to all the graduates graduating both from high school, wherever they may be. Hope whatever you're doing is scheduled to be inside, because we got rain coming down.
All right.
Yeah.
You know whose birthday it is today?
On this day.
Danny Manning. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And there's a few others, but I just landed
on his name. Rather infamous name in this town. But
yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'll tell you another one. Scott Case. I hadn't thought about that name in a long time.
Yeah, man.
But happy birthday, Scott Case.
Absolutely.
But you don't talk about athletes, and I can't say anything derogatory about him. He's just, you cannot describe Atlanta sports without mentioning this person's name. I think that's a fair way to put that. I've been here long enough to know and have heard this story told ad nauseum. So I think you can't describe Atlanta sports from soup to nuts without bringing up this man's name. We lost him in 2012, but today would have been Pascual Perez's birthday.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't know why I said what I said about Pascual Perez, go find an elder who followed the Braves and they will tell you. But it's basically he had a hard time finding the stadium after he was traded here. And, again, not making fun of it, but it's a true story. What team was he on before?
I don't know, but he showed up late, and the Braves ended up breaking out of a losing streak.
But what team did he get traded from? Because he got traded from a team, which we can find out in a second here. But he was flown to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He got off.
And he started circling around 285.
And he got on 285.
And for the longest time, he had a jacket, a blue jacket that he had that had 285 on the back of it.
Yes, he did. He did circles. He went around. As long as we're giving you information.
At the airport, you know what? You think of the airport. He was quite fond of a place called Spondivitz.
I've been to Spondivitz. I hosted some stuff there. Yeah.
He was quite fond of
the place. Don't sleep on Spondivitz.
Well, maybe because it was right by the airport.
It's possible.
You got to remember where the terminal was in those days, not where it is now. The terminal was on Virginia Avenue. So Spondivitz was right out the gate, was right there. Yeah.
So you had that and you had Camp Creek that also came. Well, that took you to the airport.
It took you to the airport. But, I mean, before, the old terminal was right there on Virginia Avenue. So, yeah, that's the terminal that he came out of. And then Spondivis is right there on Virginia Avenue.
Okay, I didn't know about the Spondivis. But the point of the story is Pascual Perez got on 285 and he circled Atlanta for hours and he never found his way to the stadium. He was looking for the exit for Fulton County Stadium and there wasn't one, obviously.
He was also part of an infamous brawl with the San Diego Padres. Google that one.
Is that
YouTube.
The one 83 or?
84.
There's a famous one, right?
84, 85. One of those years. Because I ended up at the ballpark that day.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I ended up interviewing people in the clubhouse. It was a hoop.
All right. Up next, Mr. Crenshaw, tell us what we got coming up around
coming
the corner.
Coming up next, folks, we just mentioned some of the names on this year's list for the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. And Steve Wallace's name is on that. The pride of Chamblee High School, also three-time Super Bowl champion. We're going to talk about that with him. That's coming up next. It is Sam and it's Greg and Noel, other side of the glass, on this rainy Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sam, released on this day, went to number one, and eventually got Mr. Wonder a Grammy Award for Best Vocal Performance of the Year.
Yeah. He had a birthday this week.
Yeah,
75 years old.
I believe it. Yeah.
It took him forever to get 35. It took him forever to get
21.
No, I mean, it took him forever to get 35. It seemed like, you know, he was like they held a clock back on this guy for some reason. It really did. Growing up, just watching, he was a child prodigy.
Right.
You know,
right.
And seemed like he was always going to be this teenager or just young guy. It seemed like the clock just wouldn't move for him.
No, fingertips.
And yep. The thing of it now is we haven't heard the new music from him and don't know when. But you know he's got two warehouses full
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, and they're down. Him next and his and right next to Prince's.
Yeah.
Anyway, this happened on this date. It was released the same year the Knicks won the chip. That last time they won it, 1973.
Yeah.
Would you welcome our guest on here? Because I've got so many questions, but I'm going to let you get things started.
Like I said, you know, the new list for the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame was released this weekend. Shout out to Score Atlanta and I.J. Rosenberg, everyone who's helped to organize it. And one of the people that I, you know, am happy to see made it in. I'm happy for all of them who made it in, but
right. This
guy in particular, Steve Wallace. And he joins us now. And first of all, good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
How's that sound to you?
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds wonderful. So now I can just put HOF behind my name. So that's very exciting.
And you got to go buy some pants to match that jacket.
Absolutely. just the thought, you know, all the way back from being a kid, I mean, just a dream and something far is out there, but just that I can carry that title for the rest of my life is just something that I don't take for granted, and I just feel very blessed.
Steve Wallace joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You've been given this honor. We're talking to you about your time at Chamblee. What are some of the memories that pop out for you, whether it was the coaches, your teammates? What is the first things that come to your mind when you think about your time playing football there?
Just I think a lot about the hard work because when we got there, the school didn't have many winning seasons. And then Coach French Johnson, a coach from Marietta High School, came down and joined us, Coach Eddie Raines. And then we had some other great coaches there that got us, you know, headed in the right direction. Some of my teammates, I want to just say Perner and Scruggs and some of those guys, they were just hardworking, blue-collar guys that went out and played their heart out. And our time from the 10th grade on, during the regular season, we were like 28-2. And so that meant one undefeated season. But Marist and some of those other schools, Columbia, knocked us out in the first round every single year. So,
yeah, that's fantastic, folks. Spending time talking with Steve Wallace. We talk about all the talent that comes from around the state and especially from DeKalb County. And you were going in at the same time as Harris Barton, who was from up just up the road at Dunwoody High School. What does it mean for you to go in and share this distinction this particular time with him, someone that you would be a teammate with at the professional level?
Him and I always laugh that we played a spring game against each other, and it kind of and neither one of us can kind of say who got the better of it, but it was just something we always laughed about. And a teammate for 10 years out in San Francisco, and a guy that I cherish the relationships that we had, knew his family well, his brother, his mother's father. And it was just, I always look forward to seeing them doing games, especially when we came back to Atlanta. My family was here, his family was here. And we always wanted to kick the Falcons' butt. You know, nothing personal, but we always wanted to get after the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so he leaves Chamblee, right? He goes – now, he got this is his second Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got himself another jacket from the state of Alabama.
Right.
He goes to Auburn. This is where I want to get some information from.
You want to talk about Bo Jackson?
He was blocking for not just Bo Jackson, which is enough in and of itself, but the Chicago connection. Frank Thomas was also on that team, right, as a tight end. Talk about your time at Auburn and, yes, your time with Bo Jackson, if you can, Steve.
Yeah, I pretty much thought as a youngster going to Georgia, 11 out of in two seasons going to 11 dog games that I was going there. And Coach Pat Dye came and said, hey, Steve, would you consider changing history for Auburn, making the fans believe that they can win and establish a tradition of winning? And as a 16-year-old kid, you're thinking, like, I could have that type of an impact. And so that was my decision for going to Auburn, that I could simply change the history. And then when I got there, there's a guy by the name of Bo. And nowadays, everybody knows Bo and knows that he can play football, baseball. He can do a little bit of everything. And our Bo was so similar to Herschel Walker over at Georgia. And he had a tremendous impact going to Auburn University. And from day one, I mean, we as freshmen were running over the older classmen and kicking butt down there. And the very next day they put Bo on the better team, and he never, you know, lost again. So that guy had a tremendous impact from day one. And we worked our butt off there. And we were the most winningest team behind Miami and Nebraska through the 4 years that we were at Auburn. And things were, you know, just looked very promising.
That was a big win over Alabama that you played a big role in too, right, with Bo Jackson?
Absolutely. When I look back, you know, I have to tell the truth on it. If you're getting your butt kicked for three quarters and I'm going to call a guy name out, Randy Edwards for the University of Alabama. I'd say he probably was 23 years old, and then he was playing against his 17-year-old freshman. You know, I hadn't even developed muscles at that time. But yeah. And Coach Dye said, you're going to play, you're going to start, and get your butt out on the field. And I got my butt kicked for literally three quarters, and then I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired of Auburn losing. And with that fourth quarter turned, and it eventually Coach Dye pointed at me and said, hey, Steve, we're going right behind you. And I don't care if everyone in the stadium knows it, we're going bowl over the top. And that's the play we went with. And it looked like, when I look back at that picture of bowl over the top, and you still can see that picture in the history of it, you see like maybe seven or eight Alabama guys diving in the hole because everybody in the stadium knew what the play was. And eventually we got it over the top, and we went on to change history for Auburn University. And that play has been very significant. And bowl over the top, and there was a 17-year-old freshman blocking for him over the, on the bottom, and that was me.
Wow, wow.
So we had some great stories this morning.
Absolutely.
Him and
absolutely.
Adam Alexander, I'm telling you.
You got something you want to know from San Francisco?
I you know, I'm afraid to ask because I wonder if this is one of those stories that he might be sick of telling. We've heard, in fact, you know, when we launched in October of 2012, part of our morning show was Randy Cross.
Yeah.
And Randy has told the story not only in radio, but he's done it in videos. And maybe there's a generation of people who have not heard it, but you, of course, obviously, the three Super Bowl wins with the 49ers, blocking for Joe Montana. But the story that you guys were behind against Cincinnati, you had to drive the length of the field, and it's the famous, you guys get into a huddle, and Joe Montana, instead of focusing on what has to happen next, looks 100 yards down the field and goes, oh, hey, there's John Candy. True.
Absolutely. I mean, for him to come into a huddle and where all the guys obviously are totally nervous about the situation, and then he comes in and goes, hey, there's John Candy in the end zone. And everybody turned and looked, and it just helped relax the nerves of everyone. And vintage Joe Montana, Joe hit Jerry, Joe hit Roger Craig, Joe hit Tom Rathman for plays on down the field, one at a time, and eventually Joe hit John Taylor for the game winner. Vintage Joe Montana wins the Super Bowl.
And so having said that, my next thought was you have, since you've been retired, you played with the guy who was always at the mountaintop. But over the years, we know that Tom Brady has been the topic of conversation as far as the greatest. What do you see similar in Joe Montana, who you played with and watched, in Tom Brady?
And like you said, they're very similar in their preparation. When they come into the huddle, it's strictly business. And I felt like I had a tremendous impact with Joe, because when I came there, and you miss a blitz pickup where a linebacker comes through the line of scrimmage and hit Joe Montana. And I remember Bill Walsh saying, hey, if you miss another one of those once, one more time in your career, we will put you on a train headed back to Atlanta or Auburn University, whichever one you need the ticket for. And that day, I became a player. And I never missed another blitz pickup, linebackers running through. And Joe, I was his so-called blindside tackle. In other words, for those of you out there that are not familiar with that terminology, that's protecting Joe's blindside. Where he can't see behind him what's going on, and he has to feel a level of comfort so he can throw the ball downfield to Jerry Rice and other players. And that's what he did. And me being there, he won two more championships, because before that, he was considered a pretty good quarterback. And then he went on to win a total of four championships and two more while I was there. And then for the next 25 years, he was considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And like you guys said, then along came some guy from New England named Tom Brady. And those guys and their details to paying attention to every single detail out there on the field, they just did a tremendous job of that. And then after a while, you just have to tip your hat to terrific Tom. And he became, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. But I love our guy, and I'll fight for our guy every day of the week. If we're having a beer or whatever, I'm going to fight for our guy, Joe Montana, and because he was a tremendous quarterback and a tremendous leader.
But we're wrapping up here with Steve Wallace. Before we let you go, though, we got to talk about this group. I know if you look down the list of people who you're going to be going into the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame with, we even got Walt Frazier. I mean, a basketball player, but it was a great high school player. You got Coach Kirby Smart that's on this list with you. You got Cam Newton that's on this list.
Yes.
You got Keith Brookins on this list.
Yes.
Thoughts about going in with the group that you're going in with at this time? Also, Harris Barton will be going in with you as well.
I watched all of those guys, even as a youngster, you know, watching the Atlanta Hawks and Walt Bellamy play the New York Knicks and how smooth – Walt Frazier was. I mean, how he could handle the ball. Him and the backcourt, Earl the Pearl, were considered two of the best guards back during that period of time. And then, like you said, Kirby Smart, what a tremendous coach. I have such a level of respect for – over a period of time, you respect winning. And that's how I see Kirby as a tremendous winner, like with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. He's on that lineage as far as great coaches. Cam Newton, God, man, I just love watching that guy play. Sometimes you like just sitting back and watching extraordinary players play and having great athleticism. That's Cam Newton. You know, he's on that Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker level. And then you mentioned as well, Harris Barton, you know, the guy I played with. Just appreciate being on this list with these guys. I mean, just I'm humbled, I'm blessed, and I'm so incredibly thankful.
I got to ask you before you leave, though, because I just do. You know, we see the top players now, the top quarterbacks, and what they do for their offensive linemen. Every once, you know, once a year you hear about this quarterback got his offensive line this, guy got him that. I remember the first time I ever heard of this, Walter Payton buying Rolexes for the offensive linemen of the Bears.
Yeah.
What's the best gift you got from Joe Montana? You're the guy who
had his Joe Montana. Yeah. I got this presidential. We walk in after he had won MVP, first of all, of the league, and we were pretty excited about that. And then he won MVP of the Super Bowl, and so we go pick up our rings, these big diamonds. We were excited enough about that, and they go, oh, by the way, Joe has a special present in your bedroom when you get back there. And it was a presidential Rolex. And I thought, oh, my God, I never bought a Rolex. You know, this is a great way to get one.
Wow, so, wow.
There you go.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. It's great having him on.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you to do any stand-up comedy because you know you related to somebody that does that. We're not going to ask you to do that today.
No, I'm pretty funny in my own right, you know, and I got a lot from George. That's my relative. That's he's been in Vegas for 35 years.
Yeah,
he's retired now, and he travels to Los Angeles, New York, all over the nation, and he does comedy. And this weekend, just so happy, he'll be up tonight in Alpharetta. And, I mean, you talking about funny. He's a funny dude, and he's been funny for a long time. And don't ever sit up front,
no.
You know, because he's going to crack a joke on
you. No, you're – hey, man, congratulations, Steve.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, two Hall of Fame jackets in his closet.
There you go, man.
You got to like that.
That's right. Thank you, guys. I always enjoy you.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you now.
Steve Wallace joining us here. And, again, we got 10 other questions we could have been asking
Oh, my,
man.
You know, right, you know.
But I appreciate you hooking that up, man.
It was
and
great.
Again, where's the list, the Hall of Fame list?
Hall of Fame list. You know, I'm going to post it on my social media, but Score Atlanta has the whole list of everybody that has made this year's class of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. Some great names that are on there.
All right, we got to get on out of here because it is Noel's World up Ooh. Next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. We got to get, I want to come back quickly because we kind of went over, and I want to give Noelle as much time as she possibly can to tell us what is on her mind. And so we say to you, good morning, Noelle. We heard you already, but we ain't heard that what we're waiting for.
Good morning.
There it is.
Bring the music down a little bit. Do it again.
We coming down. Good morning.
There we go. Now
yeah,
I can
now.
It. Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I give him a chance to pull this lever down.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Yay.
So, in the world of sports and sneakers, a lot is going on,
but,
guys.
Wait, can I ask you a question real quick before you
sure,
get
Sure, go.
How's the show going so far since you're producing it?
this show?
Yeah, this show. Our show.
Oh, it's going great.
We're at the halfway point. So I just figured I'd ask you, how we doing so far?
It's going great. We got some...
A lot of information.
Some great Hall of Fame names coming in. A great interview with an Atlanta legend, even though he got to be a legend for somebody else, and apparently took a lot of joy in my team. See, but you know that's how it is. Cookie crumbles. It's all good.
Oh my!
His teammate was North Carolina, so I'll just hold on to that. But the show sounds great so far.
It's good. Thank you.
So I'm hoping that I can add to it right here with this segment.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we got Coco Gauff out there. Where is she right now, Greg? I mean, Sam?
He's in Italy.
That's right. We're in Italy and in the Italy Open. And she is out there with her New Balance collab with Miu Miu. Do y'all know what Miu Miu is?
No, what's that?
Go ahead.
Go for it, Greg.
No, that sounded like something my mother used to wear back in the day.
Maybe, because apparently it's like an offshoot of Prada. So it's like a more hip, younger, demographic-oriented Prada brand.
No, she didn't look like she was wearing Prada back then. She put that thing on and slipping in her slippers and go make pancakes.
Yeah, no, that's something Sunday different. Morning. That's something different. No, it's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
Right. But
yeah,
what does it look like,
styling
though?
And profile.
Are these going to be shoes or these going to be accessories?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looked like a shoe and accessory situation. Okay. I'm more interested in the price point because we talking about crossing with Prada. So
yeah, no.
This is going to be a little more expensive than your usual New Balance situation, but... if the designs are right, these things could be flying off the shelf. So it's a new kind of collab for the world of sports. You're getting more upscale with it. You're blending the sports streetwear side with the elegant upscale high dollar side, which is really interesting. So I'm wondering if that creates a trend.
Are we looking at fashion in a strange place right now? Because you're talking about this with shoes. A week or so ago, we were talking about how the Gen Zers were dressing like the Little House on the Prairie folks.
Yeah.
And that they had that dress like...
A certain demographic, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm just asking you, who's got more of a finger on the pulse of this, what's going on?
Well, it's just all over the place. It just kind of depends on, you know, what your style and what you're into. Because, like, the Little House on the Prairie girls, like, they're a specific kind of subset of girl to do specific things, and they wore those dresses to specific places. So for that,
I heard
urban,
it was in the clubs.
For what was else? Well, they do like festivals and stuff like this. More like outdoor-y stuff. Like, but it is like a club element to it. Like, there's usually music and drinks and that type of deal. But it's usually more outdoorsy, kind of Woodstockish type deal.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, it's certain demographics that fit that. And this Coco Golf Mew Mew situation is also like a certain like pocket or demographic of people that would, you know, flock to that. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how other companies like Reebok and Nike deal with that. Because if you watched the Wings last night, Dejanay Carrington had her new Reebok on, the Engine.
Okay.
The Engine? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, Dejanay Carrington actually got her shoe out there before Angel, but I think that's going to be a more extensive rollout. Kind of like Asia Wilson's rollout last week.
Yeah, that was big.
You like that commercial?
I absolutely love that ad. It's stuck in my head. Asia Wilson's drip is elite, can't be beat. That's, you are absolutely right, and I had to go out and get me some Asia Wilson's.
All right, now.
Yeah, can't get the ones Alicia Gray got, the Elite Limited all black ones. She said she ain't giving them up, but she the only ones that got them. So I had to go with the Indigo Girl instead, all blue, very nice colorway. The pink ones are out there, but they flew off the shelf. And you got a pearl one kind of sitting out there if you are a white or a black kind of, if you're a white kind of person and you like a clean all white shoe, you can go look like Bam Adebayo or you can look like Asia Wilson out there today in your A1s. I have mine. Go get yours.
Wow.
All right, then.
Yes,
all right.
A lot going on, man. But, yeah, that ad directed by Malia Obama was absolutely amazing. The way they used and played with Miss Mary Mack in the hand games and, you know, Asia Wilson's on top. What else can you say? What else can you say?
Yeah. What about the season start? This is opening weekend, WNBA.
Well, is that what she want to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that a little bit in the next segment.
She got her own agenda.
We're going to get to that a little bit in the next segment. But what I did kind of want to do, you know, pivot away from sneakers and into something a little fun.
What's that?
We had the NFL schedule release, and there were a lot of teams that did some fun, interesting things.
True.
Like, you know, Greg still dabbles in Chicago sports, so his Bears had a really funny, like, sitcom kind of release where they had to run around and break everybody's technology that accidentally got the schedule because they sent the schedule out to every Ben Johnson in California except the coach. Everybody on the media marketing email list got the email, but not the coach.
Oh,
so
no.
And Grady Jarrett got to sack somebody, which was kind of jarring for me because I went, huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to think about that for a minute.
That's a reminder.
That is
right?
A thing.
Just a reminder.
I was like, we've been so happy about this defense, kind of forgot about that part, about Grady Jarrett moving on up there to the Midwest to be a Chicago Bear. But that was fun. He got to be in the big ad. He's also on the big schedule release PDF photo that they sent out for all the fans to know when and where to find where their favorite team would play. Our favorite team went with a Mario Kart reference, which was fun.
Good.
Yes, that was fun. Bijan got to beat everybody in the race, and they got to, you know, poke some jabs at Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, and they poked some jabs at the Buccaneers, which was fun, and, of course, New Orleans, and, and the Vikings. It was a fun wide left reference. For the Vikings, and they had a black guy going, "Oh my God!" And I was like, "Oh, how did my dad get there? How did they know? How did they get a live picture of my dad after that game?"
See.
That was top tier, Falcons. Congratulations, that was top tier. So, I had fun with the schedule release. I know some people.
Where were you at,
like,
when that happened?
I was actually at home patiently awaiting the release.
Like, no. I'm at the game.
Were that game
for that Minnesota? You talking about the Falcons Minnesota game
in
Gary Anderson?
Yeah. Yes. I was at home. Oh. I was on one floor. My father was on another floor. And there was two different levels of yelling on both floors.
Okay.
And the same thing happened in the 2000s when Vic beat the Vikings.
Those Vikings just practically ran to the locker room.
Yeah. Me and my brother just kind of left the house.
You know where I was?
Gary Anderson. I was in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
I was DJing.
Yep.
And I'm remembering this because there was the story that came out this week to get ready to blow it up or demolition and change it. Galleria.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. I was at the Galleria playing the Bird over and over again by exactly.
Wow.
Every time I was
playing
the Bird.
That's hilarious.
People were up on the tables. It was Jocks and Jills then out there and playing that. And so there was somebody out there that was really, really famous that was dancing along with that. But yeah, I hit it on like a loop the time and playing the Bird.
Man.
Gary Anderson missed that thing. And people were going crazy. So, But yeah, they're gonna that whole Galleria, that whole mall is going down. They're gonna redo it.
Okay.
Galleria is about to become something different. And the story came out this past week, so that's why I was thinking about that, reminiscing.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm sorry, Noel, go ahead. Oh, I think she's done. No.
Oh no! Yeah, you just add him to the party, Greg. You just add him to the party. That's an amazing. Like now I have a new vision of that moment and like me being happy and my father's being sad. And now I know there was a whole club doing the bird.
Yeah.
At the same time that we had this amazing. Because the whole story of that situation is so funny. Like, you know, we only lost one more game than the Vikings, and yet you get off the plane and everybody's already saying, "I'm so sorry." You know, congratulations for getting to this moment, and I'm so sorry that you're not going to make the Super Bowl. That was basically what they were hearing the entire time. They were trying to enjoy their time at the Mall of America, only for the Purple People Eaters to come out as the sad ones at the end of the day. So that's always a very interesting story to go down memory lane with.
And if you want to believe some of the folks in the barbershop, they say, yeah, and then Minnesota put a curse on us afterwards. And we saw what happened when the Falcons got to Miami before that game.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm just saying.
So I guess Minnesota said nobody wins anything.
You're going to tell the whole story. You got to talk about the other stuff and the stuff on the periphery, too, that happened down there when you tell the story of that Super Bowl.
I thought the Falcons had a chance to win that game until the night before.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got to talk about the night before.
Not really. No, we can stop right there at the NFC Championship, actually. We don't have to talk about the night before at all. We don't have to go down to Miami. We just talk about this moment at the watering hole when the Falcons said, if we have another wide right situation, we ain't got to go all the way down there and all that extra context, Greg. We're trying to have happy, fun moments.
I got happy thoughts. And listen, that person had a happy thought that night, not the next day, and that's the whole problem.
Too.
You know, that's just the whole problem. What else is on your mind there, Noel?
We're all good. We're going to head into some more of what's going on my mind. I'm going to tell y'all what I saw last night while I was on the grill celebrating the opening day of the WNBA season.
So you ain't got nothing to say about the draft that happened since we last met or any of the other sports? Something's going on in another of the other sports?
I mean, we can get into the draft lottery if you would.
No, I don't want to. I wondered if you had any thoughts on it, which is where you normally throw them out during this segment, so I was just curious. I'm still trying to figure out,
you know, how the Mavericks magically configured this situation to where they get the number one pick now that they traded away Luka Doncic, which was supposed to be the second coming of Dirk Nowitzki, and it's just really interesting. But it's not the first time we've seen this. Like, it happened with the Pelicans when they traded away Anthony Davis, and it'll probably happen again.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just, so you fall a little bit like Ms. Crunch on the conspiracy theory side sometimes.
I mean, I won't use the R word that's been thrown out there. I'll just say it was very convenient and magical.
Don't do that.
Say what?
I'll just say it was very convenient and magical. I won't throw the R word out there. I'll just say it was very convenient.
There we go.
All right. Has every commissioner had one of these? Because this is now Adam Silver's.
Well,
this is going to be on Adam Silver.
It will be,
right?
It's not the first one. I mean,
but the other one is under David Stern.
No, like I said, the Pelicans got the number one pick when they traded away Anthony Davis. So I don't know that it falls at
the same kind of
for the Pelicans, because that was their marquee play. I mean, for the Pelicans, You trade away your top marquee player, and then you like got drafted another one immediately. Now, did it turn out to be what it was? No, but at the time that happened, that's what it looked like.
Okay, I personally am not going to put it up there because there's only one thing that compares to the conspiracy that they're talking about that happened this past week, and it goes back to the original one, and that's what's funny. But you got to be of a certain age, remember, you know. And they actually have been talking about it more because of what's going on with the Knicks.
Yeah.
So were the Knicks not ascending the way they are, maybe this wouldn't be as big of a story, but now everybody's going back, and it's just all you got to do is just Google, for those of you who ain't old enough, the frozen envelope. That's all you got to do. Get educated a little bit, and you want to hear a conspiracy that continues to this day, right? This is Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster and all of that stuff. The frozen envelope.
Yeah. Sasquatch.
You say it, and folk basketball fans know exactly what, you know, you're talking about. What's the first question for Terrell Thomas when he joins us coming up at 10:20, having to do with the NBA players?
Why did the NBA make me root for the Celtics? That's the question I want to ask. Why am I in a position to root for the Boston Celtics?
Wow.
Celtics versus Knicks, and that's what I'm left with. I got to choose which one I hate the least. And now that that's over, I got to do it all over again with the Indiana Pacers and the Knicks. I hate it. But this is also what makes sports fun.
Here's what I'm going to ask you. If you had to choose between these two, who would you say is the face of the league moving forward? And I'm talking about those two teams in the Western Conference Finals. Is it SGA? Is it Ant-Man?
It's Ant-Man. One is folding right now, and one is figuring out how not to fold. I'm not saying every game has been great, but he's been figuring out how not to fold.
That's actually – I don't subscribe to that, but I agree with the person. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but yeah. I just feel like he's taking it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. the nights where he can take it, he takes it. And the nights where he doesn't take it, he doesn't fold or wilt. Like, adds what he can add to make sure that the team goes in the right direction. But he's not the reason that they lose if they lose.
But it's not even that. He has the personality that makes you do the thing that everybody aspires to be when they get in front of a camera or a microphone. And that's make people lean in.
Matter of fact, Greg, I'm gonna say this to aid to your point. They're both the face of brands that's trying to get a footing in basketball, one Adidas and one Converse. And I think Anthony Edwards is doing for Adidas what Nike wants SGA to do for Converse. I think it's actually happening for Adidas because of his personality and his play, and it's not happening for Converse due to the personality.
We'll leave it on that. That is Noel. Noel's World, every show there somewhere around 9:40. But she's not done. She's going to let us know what we need to know about the WNBA coming up top of the hour. Speaking of the NBA, Terrell Thomas is going to be joining us, and I have got a fresh casting call. You guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall or get cast with Greg on X and pay attention to that first breakdown. There's a commercial being shot. It's an asthma COPD commercial, but it's big money. And they have four different needs for some younger folks and some older folks. I'm telling you, you guys check that out along with the other job opportunities. And that picture is finally out of Nicolas Cage as John Madden.
Yeah.
Crazy, ain't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have some problems.
Well, that's makeup. they have done their work. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.